קטע הכנה לשיר מתוך כתבי רבש, כרך ב' תיגרת כף ד'.
Excerpt preparatory for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, volume 2. You have to stand guard and invoke the love in the hearts of the friends which you find unbecoming. I actually see that as necessary for you. You know what Baalei Sulam said, that from between man and man one learns how to behave between man and the Creator. And this is so because the upper light is in upper rest, is in complete rest. And it is necessary to always evoke the love until the love of our wedding pleases. In other words, you are being shown from above that this way you must always invoke the love of His name, since everyone awaits your awakening. And this is why it is being shown to you from above that you have to keep awakening the love of the Creator in this way, that you must always stand guard all day and all night when you feel the state of day or feel the state of night. And we say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus the night too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator for man's favor as well. As it is written, day to day utters speech and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must evoke the heart of the friends until the flame rises up by itself, as our sages said about it, when you light up the candles. And by that you will be rewarded with the awakening of the love of the Creator upon us.
The first rule is that the upper light is in complete rest, that the Creator's influence over us is constant, none else beside Him, and I did not change my havaya. And all entire reaction, response, we have to reach a state where there is no change, that on our behalf everything is also constant, steady, existent, and is in complete rest and perfection. Therefore, if we still feel changes each and every moment, time, space, or motion, spiritual or corporeal, it's a sign of the lack of perfection in the vessels of the creature. And you must aspire for a state where everything will be constant, steady. And so we have to understand that all of our work is in operating over each and every one outside of us, where we want to help each of the friends to achieve that state. We can't influence ourselves. No one operates on himself. But because the system is closed, integral, it follows that all actions are outside of the person towards the others and from the others towards the person himself, meaning that a person himself cannot perform any actions over himself. So the actions, they always have to be toward the group, toward the ten, and to yearn for their actions over me to be such that will keep me in a whole and complete state. And from such a behavior among friends, I toward them and they toward me, we will learn how we should behave toward the Creator, too, to the extent to which we're that way toward Him, we discover His attitude toward us. Until we discover a steady, constant connection. And all of the changes are in order to show us where have we not yet achieved permanency to be eventually in that state of complete rest. So one of the rules regarding behavior in society and the group, that a person cannot influence himself, but he only affects whatever is outside of him, and he himself is affected and influenced only by which is outside of him. To the extent to which he influences the others, to that extent he opens his sensitivity toward the influences coming from without, from the outside, from them.